Good morning. You're right on time. Can you help me move these tables into the corner over there? We need to make some room for the kids to sit. We get about 50 kids a week. I bet you can see why I needed a little more help. So, as I said before, we read to the kids. It's pretty easy, as long as you can keep them under control. Just make sure you keep the book facing the kids at all times. They like looking at the pictures. Other than that, all you have to do is read. Maybe do some funny voices for different characters. The kids seem to really like that. So the kids should be getting here any minute now. Why don't you go look through our book section and choose which book you want to read today? Oh, but I'm planning on reading The Velveteen Rabbit, so that's off limits. The kids' books are right over there. Go take a look. All right, everyone, we're going to get started. I've brought a friend with me today, so you're going to have a choice of what book you want to read today. I'm going to read The Velveteen Rabbit. So if you want to read that, please stay right here. My friend here is going to be reading Green Eggs and Ham. So if you want to listen to that, please go sit by the windows. Are you ready? All right, then, start heading over there. Okay, kids, pay attention. I'm going to get started. There was once a velveteen rabbit, and in the beginning, he was gorgeous. He was fat and bunchy, as a rabbit should be. His coat was spotted brown and white. He had real thread whiskers, and his ears were lined with pink satin. On Christmas morning, he was wedged in the top of the boy's stocking, with a sprig of holly between his paws. Autumn passed, and winter. And in the spring, when the days grew warm and sunny, the boy went out to play in the wood behind the house. And while he was playing, two rabbits peeped at him. Oh, you finished? One second, I'm almost done here. One of them was brown all over, but the other had strange markings under his fur, as though long ago he had been spotted, and the spots still showed through. And about his little soft nose and his round black eyes, there was something familiar, so that the boy thought to himself, "Why, he looks just like my old bunny that I lost when I had a fever." But he never knew that it was really his own bunny, come back to look at the child who had first helped him to be real. Did we enjoy the story? I know I did. Now, kids, go find your mommies and daddies. Don't leave the library without them. How did it go on your end? The kids seem to be pretty interested in you. You took more than half the group. Maybe that's because I've been doing this for over a year now, so they just got attached to the new person. But either way, you were a huge help. Now, if you could be an even bigger help and help me get the library back in order, that would be greatly appreciated. We really just have to move the tables back in place. The librarian and I are doing book inventory tomorrow, so we can leave the chairs. Also, I wanted to treat you to dinner for helping me out. I know you're getting school credit for this, but I know there were many more ways you'd rather spend your weekend than reading books to kids with me. I know there aren't really any restaurants in town, but I can make a really good carbonara. At least, that's what my mom says. Of course, I'm not going to make you, since you'd be going over to my house, and you barely know me, and you really don't have to, but I'll make you dinner if you come over. Oh, you'll join me for dinner? Awesome! I promise, I won't disappoint you with my dish. I hope. All right, my house isn't far from here, so let's just go there. I already have all the stuff to make it. My parents aren't going to be home till later tonight. My little brother has a soccer tournament in the next town over. Actually, you can already see my house. It's right across the street from the school. See? It's the one with the soccer sign in the front yard. Let's head on over, shall we? Welcome to my place. It's not that big, but... Sorry, I just realized this is my first time having someone over at my house, and just got really nervous all of a sudden. Make yourself comfortable, and I'll go get started on the meal. No, thank you. I got this. This won't take too long, so just stay there. Get comfortable, and most certainly don't come in here. Oh, sorry. I was humming again, wasn't I? I start humming whenever I get too zoned into a task. It's a bad habit of mine. Sorry. You're okay with it? Okay then. Please just bear with it for a little longer, because I'm not sure I can stop myself. The carbonara will be ready in just a minute, so please take a seat at the table. Feel free to sit wherever you want. Alright, here you are. It's still a little hot, so be careful. Feel free to start eating whenever, though. How is it? Oh, thank goodness. I was really worried that I messed up the recipe in some way I hadn't seen. I mean, I've made this no less than 100 times, but still, with how nervous I was, ugh, anything could happen. I'm glad you like it. It's one of my favorite meals, both to make and to eat. You know, these past few days have been really fun. I honestly don't know the last time I've enjoyed myself so much. Even just the mundane stuff, like studying or moving the tables in the libraries around, has been way more enjoyable when you're doing it with me. It's weird. Well, at least to me, it is. I never thought another person could make me feel this way. Do you know what I mean? I'm sorry. What? Could you say that again? I don't know what to say. I wasn't ready for this. No, I'm not rejecting you. The opposite, actually. The answer is yes. It's yes, and it will always be yes. It was love at first sight for me. And then you just kept surpassing my expectations of you. You were always nice to me, to the kids. You listened intently when I talked. You went along with what I did. I don't know what more I could ask for. So, in a few less words, I guess. Yes, I would love to go out with you. You know, in my days helping the library, I've seen more than my share of romance and love poems. I think I'm finally starting to understand what they were saying. I think it was Gwendolyn Brooks who wrote, "To be in love is to touch with a lighter hand, and yourself you stretch, you are well." Now that I'm here, I understand that feeling. I'm so happy you asked me out. But please continue eating. We don't want your carbonara getting cold.